I have never been more glad for my 3-year-old to have spilled her cherry Italian soda on my laptop than I am right now. My trusty, handy dandy, longtime companion. My good old trusty apple. Met the fate of a spilly cup. But alas, here I am. The reason I'm glad she spilt on my MacBook is because I have been unable to create the kind of atmosphere required for me to be able to podcast. And yes, I could have figured it out. I know, no excuses. I know all of this. And also, podcasting is a creative space for me. It's a creative opportunity for me. It's a place where I just go and talk. And I need to be in the right kind of energetic space in order to be able to do that well and in alignment and in intention with the values for how this show initially began. Queen of your castle. Now, I have had a lot of change in my life. I'm not sure how much you know. I'm not sure how much you've been watching. I'm not sure how many of you are still here listening. We are picking up the same thread, some similar threads that we initially picked up with season one of Queen of Your Castle. And we are going to be getting into season 3 of the show right away. I'm getting ready for it right now. I'm planning episodes right now. I'm so excited
to be podcasting again, you guys. I'm so excited. I shouldn't say you guys. Maybe you're alone in your car. Maybe you're walking your dog, or maybe you're at the gym. Wherever you are, whoever you are, it is so good to have the opportunity to be in your ears again. I want you to know how much I have missed this, how desperately I have missed this outlet, how desperately I have missed this experience, facilitating experiences, having a community come through the podcast. I think this will be something like in my 90th episode that I myself have released, not recorded. I've recorded many more, but released on this season. At the same time, I'm going to be releasing a sister podcast, which you'll see more about. But before we get into the third season, the next chapter, dun dun dun, of the show, before I tell you all about it, because it's going to be epic. It's so good, you guys. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's like everything clicked itself into place, you know? Everything that we've been working towards for so many years just clicked itself into place, and it's all happening, and it's very exciting, and we're very excited to tell you all about it. And there's so many things that have happened. But before we get into before we get into our next season, season 3, dun, 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 season 3, rename coming in hot. If you got an idea for a rename, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, she's back, send me a message on Instagram if you're there. I'm not at the Step Queen anymore. You can find me at Brittany Shakti now, BRITTANY, the good old-fashioned way. Just kidding. Brittany Shakti, SHAKTI, Brittany Shakti at, no, wait, I mean at Brittany Shakti. You can find me there on Instagram. Find me a message. find me a message, send me a message. Or if you're in Edmonton, Alberta, also get a hold of me and let's have a conversation. If you're in Edmonton, I would love to see you in real life every Friday afternoon. We meet at the same spot, which if you watch my stories, you'll know where that is. Every Friday afternoon, we have lots of opportunities. We have some Sunday dinner. We have a monthly Sunday dinner at my place in the city now, which is amazing. Anyway, lots of things have happened. So before we get into season 3, and before I can go on and continue the thread that we started up with, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to release this right away. I'm not putting anything fancy on it. I'm not putting music or anything like that. I'm literally just going to save it and go and drop it and go. And if it gets to you, I trust that it's meant to get to you. And I'm so excited that it's getting to you. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be in your ears right now. I'm so grateful for the opportunity of all the things you could be doing with your time and your energy and your intention for you to be investing it into this very moment in time. I'm so excited to know you. I'm so excited to be heard by you, to be seen by you. We are in for some really cool stuff here, you guys. It doesn't even seem real. What does Florence and the Machine say? It's always darkest before the dawn. That's how this last little bit has been. But we've come to the other side, and we've seen some things, and we've learned some things, and we've grown up. You might hear cars zipping around in the background. You might hear cars zipping around in the background because I live downtown now, which is another story for another day, and I absolutely love it here. I feel so safe and secure here. I park underground. It's secure. My elevator is secure. My elevator is secure. My floor is secure. My house is secure. I got a security system. I feel so safe here. I have this little nest that I sleep in. It's black and it's quiet and it's dark. And when my kids are here, they're half the time. Can you believe it? We co-sleep together, you guys. What happened? What? She did what? I know, you guys, I know. Yeah, it happened. Rory's 7 now. Yes, we co-sleep now. I don't know how it happened. Penelope, I had a C-section with her, so she slept with me right off the get-go. But we all sleep together in this nest, in our beautiful place in the sky. And I feel so grateful and fortunate and blessed to have the life that I have. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here with you. So I'm going to go ahead and publish this, and then I'm going to publish some life updates. I don't know how long I'm going to leave them here, meaning there's a good chance I'm probably going to be putting this behind me. But everything is behind me at this point. I'm just rehashing old stories at this point. Isn't that the way it is? All we have is this exact moment in time. Eckhart Tolle, one of my teachers. God, I love him so much. He says somebody give him a little bit of sass one time when he's like, okay, you know, I'll see you next year or whatever. Because Eckhart Tolle, if you're familiar with Eckhart Tolle or not, Eckhart Tolle is one of the modern philosophers of our time who has changed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people's lives by teaching them a very simple way to come into the present moment, to find presence, to find peace. And if you're listening to this show, there is a very high chance that you are listening to me speaking because some part of you at some point believed this woman knows how to walk me toward peace. And you couldn't be more right, baby. I sure can. I sure can walk you to peace, but only because I've studied from some of the world's best teachers. I've hired some of the world's best mentors, the most brilliant minds. I've invested so significantly in my education, in my development, in my life, in my nervous system, in myself, in my health, in my love for myself, in my love for my community, that I have had so many opportunities to learn from so many brilliant people. It doesn't even seem fair how many things that I know from the people that I know them from. Comparatively, in retrospect, it is an absolute miracle, and I'm so grateful. And one of those brilliant minds is a man called Eckhart Tolle. He wrote a book called The Power of Now, which is the one that I believe got him onto Oprah. He also wrote another book, I believe first, it's orange. It's called The New Earth. I also highly advise that one. To be honest with you, I've never read The Power of Now, but A New Earth, I loved it. I think they're very different. They seem very different to me. Anyway, Eckhart Tolle is an author. He's a German Canadian author who wrote some very popular books about coming into the present moment and what it is going to require for humanity to remain intact and alive and happy and thriving as a species. How to become even happier, how to thrive even better is the way I like to see it. Right? We've come so far as a species. We've advanced so far. We have so many beautiful things to look forward to. We have so many amazing things to be grateful for. We've come so far. We've advanced technologically in so many amazing ways. There's so many amazing things that we can do, no doubt. And we're at a stage now where things are changing, right? And change feels scary sometimes because we're not sure what's next. Eckhart Tolle teaches people how to just trust the process, right? Not ignore it, just trust it, right? So where the hell was I going with this tangent? Hashtag tangent dang queen. Eckhart Tolle. Oh, see you next year. Here we go. This is what a sum up. What a summary. Go on a rabbit hunt for a summary. Eckhart Tolle says somebody give him some sass sometime. He goes, see you next year, Eckhart says. See you next year. And because Eckhart's whole shtick, his whole claim to fame, his whole launch pad to success is the power of now, the power of the present moment. And part of Eckhart's moment, or part of Eckhart's message is, you know, the future isn't real. The future is a projection. The future is whatever you make it to be. The future is whatever you make it to be. It's a projection. It comes from your imagination. You think it and it happens. That's what the future is. It's not real. The present moment here right now is, and your projection of it is going to happen when you believe it enough. That's literally it. It's literally that simple. It's literally it. That's literally it. Okay. So Eckhart Tolle, he makes New York Times bestseller lists because of the message that he gives, which is being in the present moment. The present moment is the only moment that exists. And then he signs off with, see you next year. And somebody perks up and they say, well, how are you going to see me next year if the future's not real? And Eckhart says, I'll see you in the future, in the present moment. And I'm also, my dear love, my darling, you're so beautiful. I'm so happy to know you and see you and love you and be listened to by you. Even if you're rolling your eyes right now, that's okay. You get used to me. You get used to it. I love you so much. I'm going to go right into a life update. I don't even know where the heck to begin. I'm probably going to start at... Oh, my Lord, where do I start? I'm probably going to start at why I... or what I learned maybe from... from my decision to close the stepmom story, the old stepmom story, and offer members a continuity option to continue working with me. It was a very difficult decision, and I assume that a lot of the people who, I assume that there are people who are listening to this who are upset, and I understand that upset. And even if you're listening to this and you're not upset and you understand, I still think that it is important to acknowledge that sometimes people do things that hurt us, and I think it's important to address this from a place that honors everybody's experience in the whole entire thing and allows me to take responsibility for certain things that I did that were out of integrity. And there has not been a day that has passed that I have not thought about that. It sits in my heart. I can feel the scar of it in my heart right now. And if I take a deep breath into my heart and put my hand on it and take a big smile and remember things like voo breath and all of those good things, I can come back to the present moment. So I'll see you in the future, in the present moment, in this little in-between teaser episode on my new laptop. Thank you, Penelope. Because my old one that I made season one podcast on, my first one, my old faithful, what a day, hey? My old faithful, she decided it was time to go to heaven. And before that, for quite some time, it has been time to get a new laptop. But the reason I have not gotten a new one, there's a few. One, because it's very challenging for me to do any kind of administrative task, period, whatsoever. If I can't get it delivered, I probably am not doing it. And because my desktop is a cluttered mess, and I kept telling myself that I was going to organize my folders and put all the stuff inside the places it needed to go before I got a new laptop. That didn't happen, by the way, ever. Things just kept accumulating. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. So to make a long story shorter, Penelope spilling her drink on my old laptop has birthed the new era. It is time to get back to podcasting. It is time to give you a life update. I'm up and running. Here we go. We're publishing. Here we go. I'm so excited. Tell your friends. Send me a message on Instagram, Brittany Shakti. And our new membership is called the Peace Palace. And we are still speaking to every person. We're expanding now beyond the whole step family. If you are any person on earth who has a family or is from a family, aka any person on earth, then our third season is for you. Body, mind, spirit. 1, 2, 3. That's the way it goes. That's it for me for right now. I'm going to go and record my first life update. I'm going to talk about Step Queen, the stepmom story, what that was like, and stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next little while. I'll be just dropping episodes at random times. They're just going to be like this. They're just going to be just normal conversations, like you're just sitting in my apartment with me. I'm going to light some incense and do some chanting, and there we go. I love you so much. Thanks for listening. See you soon.